Now joined by head coach Adam Clark with the Gilman City Coaches Show here on KTTNSports.com. The Hawks are looking for victory number one on the season. You'd figure that Friday is going to be challenging. I've seen Pattonsburg in person, and Pattonsburg handled quite convincingly Tri-County last night. Pattonsburg's going to be the opponent Friday night for Gilman City over at the Gilman Gym. Then Union Star is coming up on Tuesday of next week. That'll be on the road. And Stuartsville on Thursday of next week, also on the road. Coach Adam Clark joins us. He was on a field trip yesterday, so we didn't get him on the regular radio interview, but it sounds like he had a pretty fun time, Coach.
Yeah, the FFA kids got to go on a fun trip, got to do a little paintballing, so I got to mix it up with them, and we all had a lot of fun.
That sounds a little bit more fun than teaching English or whatever you do on a regular basis.
Well, I don't teach no English. Anybody knows me, I know to stay in the gym.
So you're the physical education man then.
That's true.
Gotcha. As I mentioned, I've seen Pattonsburg in person, and I got a look at their final score against Tri-County. I think, we know Tri-County's rebuilding a little bit this year, but that Pattonsburg team is a load that you're going to have to deal with on Friday.
Oh, absolutely. They're a very talented team. They've got a lot of guys that are skilled, very athletic, some tall kids, some big-bodied kids, and they're just very athletic from the top to the bottom of their team. And so I think they've been playing a lot of ball together in the summertime, and they've been together for quite a while. So they're a very good ball club. They're well coached, and we're going to have our hands full. We're kind of in a little bit of a rebuilding process this year ourselves. We're putting together a bunch of guys this year that haven't played much ball together over the years. Didn't have a very good summer together just because they just were missing a little bit here and there. And so we're still trying to get our feet wet here at the beginning of the season and figure out our team chemistry and the roles that we need to fill and who's going to be our leaders and scorers and those such things. And so I think Friday night will be an excellent test to see if we've been making any progress towards that.
The thing with Pattonsburg is, too, that in football they were a very fast team and they're a very athletic team, and that shows on the basketball court because they press and they play fast. So for you guys to control tempo and not turn over the ball, those are going to be big things.
Yeah, they'll be big things, and those are some things that we have been struggling with here early on in the year, especially turnovers. We're just one of those teams that we're so young and in our experience as a team, especially working together as a unit, that we're going to make quite a few mistakes here early in the year. So I suspect you add a little pressure and defense with that, and we'll have several turnovers. So it's just how will we be able to deal with a few turnovers? Will we turn around and give up transition layups, or will we be able to hustle back and get some defense set up and try and slow them down? So I think those will be some big keys. And, we will try and get up and down the floor a little bit, and that just goes with our learning process, being able to function at that kind of a level.
It's kind of like the Mercer-Princeton game on Friday, because Mercer co-ops at Princeton, so you got some boys playing football with one another. I don't think there as many Gilman boys on the Pattonsburg team, but there were a few on that very successful football team in the fall. Does that knowledge of knowing each other, does that help or hurt you guys when you play a team of Pattonsburg's caliber Friday?
Well, like you said, we didn't have very many. We had two boys from Gilman playing at the high school level. One of them was Gage Berry. Unfortunately, I don't think he'll be ready to go for the game Friday because he's been in a boot for the last six weeks with a broken fibula. He's supposed to get cleared by the doctor hopefully later this week, but I'm going to make him go through some practices before I stick him in there and mix it up. So, but as far as playing football with guys, I think that can only help each other. You get to know a guy, you get to understand his mindset and his thought processes, and it just makes it easier to compete against each other on the floor. On the same side, maybe that gives the other side a little bit of advantage too. So it'll be fun to see kids like that mix it up on the floor.
I know it's easier said than done when you got a broken fibula, but has Gage been able to at all do anything that would have him close to basketball shape, or is that going to be something that once he gets cleared, then the work that starts there?
I think the work will start after I get cleared. I didn't want to try and push him too much. I know he's itching to get on the floor. He's been trying to tell me he wants to practice, and I said, well, I'd love to see you practice as soon as you get cleared by the medical doctor. And so I know it's just killing him not being able to play this Friday, especially against, like you said, some guys that he's been playing football with, because, he's a competitor. He wants to get in there and mix it up with them. But I looked at him the other day, and I said, Gage, I said, I don't think it's going to happen because I'd rather have you for the entire season except for just maybe a couple plays of one game. So we're going to make sure he's completely healthy and that bone's ready to go before we stick him out there to mix it up.
There are two teams, one girls and one boys, that I saw last week. They won the Gallatin tournament, and I just feel like they haven't been challenged very much yet. And they both have outstanding guard play. You know, one of them is Ainsley Tolson over at Trenton. They're 5-0, haven't been challenged on the girls' side. On the boys' side, the team that you saw, Jacob Lewis and Winston. Winston's just rolling everybody, including you guys last week. But, boy, Lewis has been unstoppable. I think he's averaging about 34, 35 points a game so far.
Well, I know against in the championship game, I think he had 20-some in the first half. So, you know, he's an excellent talent. You know, he's a fierce competitor. I'm not sure you can rattle his cage. If you can, you're probably one of the best competitors he's ever ran across. He's just a seasoned veteran, and, you know, he's playing at the top of his game right now.
So, you know, Winston, you lost that one. Like I said, they've been just rolling everybody. So 76-17, you kind of take your medicine in that one. But you came back the next night, Coach. It wasn't a win, but against Maysville, it's much more competitive, 67-45. You put some points on the board, 22 points was a lot closer game. Did you see a lot of improvement from one game to the next?
We did. You know, it's two different types of games, you know, but, you know, I told the boys going into that night, I said, you know, I'll be amazed if we can put 25 points on the board just because we struggled severely the night before against some pressure defense. And, you know, Maysville's doing a very good job in what they're doing. They've got some nice athletic kids on the floor and some size to them, and they move the ball well, and their defense creates some offense for them. But I was real proud of the boys. They came out. We played at a high tempo. We were able to score some points here and there. Of course, we had Caleb Bajornley back for that week, and that helped us out on the scoring end. But we also saw some kids get up and down the floor and mix it up on defense and start doing some things that we need to start doing better, you know, defensively, especially being in the right positions at certain times and blocking out a little bit better and then just making some good passes instead of not completing passes on the run. So it was a step in the right direction.
We'll talk about this one more next week, but in looking at Tuesday's trip to Union Star, you know, they've been a program that's had small numbers and have had trouble for many years now getting in the win column. Are you kind of circling that game as a possible victory for your group on Tuesday?
Well, certainly. You know, you look at every game as an opportunity to try and get a W. You know, we saw Union Star last year, and I thought they were a much improved basketball team last year. They had some guys that were getting after it. They worked on getting better at their fundamentals, and they were competing better last year, and they came to our tournament and competed really well at it too. So, you know, no matter who we play each week, we're going to look for our opportunities to win, but we can't overlook anybody.
Yeah, it's the bottom line too, and this is cliche, but for you guys, it's very, very true. You're going to play some teams with different abilities. You know, Winston's going to have different abilities in Union Star, certainly, but it's about you guys and getting better, and that's what you need the guys to buy into every game.
That's right. You know, the other teams have got their strengths and weaknesses, and right now we're just worried more about ours right now and getting better at our weaknesses and continuing to grow our strengths and develop as a team, because I think, you know, we have some athletes and we've got some areas that we have some potential in. We've just got to spend some time working at it.
Okay, Friday's going to be fun around the area. You got some matchups with some teams that know one another. You got Trenton Chillicothe. You got Mercer Prince, I mentioned with Coach earlier. We're going to have those on the radio. And you got Pattonsburg and Gilman City, a couple of the teams that made up the Pattonsburg cooperative football team from the fall. Gilman City hosting Pattonsburg on Friday. Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck to you and the Hawks Friday night.
Thank you, Tom.